Meseches Kelen, Perek Chavtes, Mishnah Vav. Chut Meiznaim Shal Tzamarim. The cord that you would suspend from it, the balance scale of wool merchants, Vishal Shaykhle Zchuchus, and of those who weighed glass. So they had, both of these people had heavier schir, that heavier merchandise that they would weigh. So it was a longer cord. Fachaim would be two hand breadths would be considered a yad. Yad HaMakar. The handle of the millstone chisel. This was a device used to cut the grooves into the face of a millstone. Tfachim, the handle also had two tfachim. Was supposed to have two tfachim to it. Longer would not be a yad. Yad hamatzad shel ligyonis. So this literally translates as the handle of the adze, A-D-Z-E, of the legions, which sounds to me like a battle axe, and adze is a cutting implement. So it sounds to me like a battle axe, except Mefarshim seem to refer to it as a mace. This was, of course, a battle mace. This was a fighting implement with a big, round, heavy weight at one end that you would swing around at the end of a handle, at the end of a shaft. So we say for that, Tfachim was two handbreadths. Yad HaKurnas Shel Zahavim, the handle of the mallets of the goldsmiths. They would use this to create gold leaf by pounding the gold really thin. Tfachim, that was two tefachs, two handbreadths. Yitshel Harashin, of blacksmiths. Shloish Tfachim, that was three handbreadths. Mishnah Zayin. Shiare Hadarvan Milmalan, the remnants of the cattle prod from above. Now, recall that a cattle prod was a double-ended implement. It was a long wooden shaft. At one end was the prod, a metal point. At the other end was a blade similar to a hoe, and one would carry this implement while plowing the field, and you'd use one end to prod the cow or the ox or whatever was pulling your plow, and you would use the other end if you saw a root in the ground that your plow was going to bump into. You wanted to dig it out before the plow got to it. You would use the other end. So the upper end was the prodding end. So Shiare Hadarvan Hamilmailan is referring to the remnants of the upper end, the prodding end of the cattle prod. Arba is four. Now there's a disagreement as to how exactly we read this. Some say this is not referring literally to the remnants, as in the thing broke in half, but rather it's just saying the first four tfachim from the point of the prod on down, that's considered a yad, that's considered an attachment to the point and is part of it for the purposes of Tumah and Tahira. Some, however, take the Mishnah literally when we say Shiare, that the cattle prod, which had a hoe on one end and the prod at the other end, broke in half. And now you have the half with the prod. How long must the shaft be for it to be considered a yad? It has to be four tfachim. Yad habadid arba, the handle of a spade. That's a, the Mishnah says, or the Mefarshim say, this is referring to a digging implement used for digging irrigation holes around roots, four tfachim. Yad hakardem shel nikush, the handle of a mattock. A mattock was an agricultural implement. It looked like a pickaxe, but at either end of the head, one end was either a axe blade or a chisel. I suspect this particular one was a chisel because shel nikush means of pounding. The other end was what we would call an adze, A-D-Z-E. That is, it looks like an axe blade turned 90 degrees, rotated, so it was now perpendicular to the direction of the handle. So whereas an axe blade is parallel to the direction of the handle, the adze has its blade perpendicular to the direction of the handle. So that, Chamisha, was five tfachim, the handle for that. Yad ben hapatish, the handle of the son of the hammer. So this is referring actually to a small hammer. Chamisha is five tfachim, vishal hapatish, and of a hammer, shisha was six tfachim. Yad hakardim, the handle of an axe, shel bikua, of splitting. So I guess this is for splitting wood, vishal udder, and for hoeing, for digging in the ground, shisha was six. Vyad mekeves shel satosin, and the handle of a stonemason's chisel used for cutting stone, shisha, that was also six.